Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for joining us. My next guest has been with us before, and you can find his interview at ExitCoachRadio.com in our audio archives. But we're very pleased to have him back. He's Joe Sisinski. He's an action coach from Santa Clara, California, in the San Jose area. And we're going to talk about how business owners make more money and have more time. And that, you know, that's just what we're just talking about. How do business owners make more money and have more time on their hands? That's what everybody wants to know about. So, Joe, welcome back to the show.
Bill, thank you very much. Good to talk to you again.
Great to have you back on the show. Our last interview was very interesting. And again, I tell our listeners all the time, go to our website, go to our archives, and find that, because that was a great interview. We talked about your book, Brain Share. We talked about where do you start when you're working with a client as an action coach. So tell us what's new with you and a little bit about what you've been up to.
Well, thank you. My clients are just exploding. It's so fulfilling to see small businesses just start making more money, have more time, and stop, you know, and get off that wheel that you just keep going nowhere. And so many of my clients, you know, when they come to me, they've been working so hard, so long, that they just get burned out.
Right. And right. Yeah, and that was
one of my topics for today is burnout. How do you get out of the burnout, make more money, have more time, and get out of the burnout phase?
You hear that a lot these days, don't you? I've brought this baby back from the throes of 2008, and it was about 7 months ago when we had you on before. So things have changed a lot, and now they're working hard again. So for a while, they were working hard but not making much money. It was kind of maintenance and build it back up. And a lot of your clients may have been thinking back then, boy, in the next few years, I really want to sell it. But since 2008, they haven't been able to because probably the EBITDA, well, I say there's no E in the EBITDA. You can't sell it for much. So is that what you're finding? A lot of people are now saying, okay, now happy days are here again, but I'm 6 years older. So how do we move towards the exit, or what's happening?
Well, how do I move to the next level? So now I'm starting to make money. How do I get to that next level of really growing the business? How do I ensure that we don't die from indigestion versus die from starvation? And Dave Packard once said, more companies die from indigestion than die of starvation. And I'm starting to see that.
That's a good point. And how much more difficult is it to find capital to finance growth than it was before 2008?
Well, it seems much easier now to actually find capital, especially since the things have loosened up a little bit. But most of my clients that I'm seeing, instead of investing in the capital, if they invest in themselves, we're doing better off. Most of them don't need to borrow money if we just look at the financials and put the right plan together. Mm-hmm. So many of my clients have spent so much time and effort trying to go get funding versus just running the business, and the funding's there.
That's a great alternative, because obviously they can reinvest in their own ROI, which is probably much better than having to pay back a bank and then eke out an ROI on top of that.
And every business is different. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go do that. I don't know or can't make a recommendation until we look at everyone's specific situation.
So let's talk about indigestion, Joe. I mean, I'm watching Paul eat here, and I'm wondering about indigestion. When a business owner has too much business, what are some of the things they should take a look at? What are some of the things that they need to do to step back and say, hey, how am I going to handle this?
First thing to do is step back and look at what their current capacity is. How much business can they handle? And what infrastructure do they need to put in place to reach their goal? I usually say, what infrastructure do we need to do to be a 10X company from where we are today? And that really opens up their brain to saying, okay, what kind of organizational structure do I need to have? What kind of IT structure do I need to have? What are additional resources, and where do I need to be to grow this business by 10x?
I can see why you're so valuable to your clients. Those are the type of thoughts that it's hard to have when you're in the middle of a hurricane, right? When everything's swirling around you, and customers are asking for this, and employees are asking for that. So you need to take some time, step back, have someone like yourself to say, let's think about these big issues and figure out how we're going to deal with some of these before they happen.
Yeah. And doing a company reorg is a difficult thing to do. It's taking a step back and how do I organize my company? What structure do I need to put in place to grow the business? Do I have the right, business model in place as we start growing and growing at this level? Do I have the right resources? Do I have the right people?
With technology and things happening so much more quickly these days, what's a good definition of a long-term planning? As you know, how far out is it these days? Is it shorter than it used to be because things happen so fast?
I don't know if it's changed. You still have your vision, your 20-year vision. What's the company going to look like when we're done? And your short-term mission, your 5-year plan, your 3-year plan, your 1-year plan, and your 90-day plan. And then you work on a day-to-day and a weekly basis. So that structure, I don't think, has changed. How fast it seems to go has changed.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean, is that things can change and new technologies can come along and obliterate some of the systems that you were using or some of the processes or some of the products that you're selling very quickly.
That's right. That's why your weekly and monthly plannings have got to continue to evaluate your long-term plans.
How much time should business owners spend in planning, in future planning sessions?
That's a great question, and it really depends on the company and the CEO and the structure. A CEO at a company that's got 100 employees is probably spending 90% of their time planning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A smaller business that's got 20 employees, the CEO is probably spending 50% of their time planning.
That much time. And so there's the rub right there for most business owners that are already spending 100% of their time doing instead of planning, right?
That's right. A CEO should be spending typically between 65 and 85% of their time planning. Now, can they get there from where they're at today? Yes. Is it going to take, it's evolution, not revolution.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a plan to get to that planning stage of working on your business versus working in your business.
Got it. So the first stage is a plan to get into a planning mode.
That's right.
Makes a lot of sense. I mean, and what's the first elements of the steps of that? Would it be examining what all your tasks and reassigning and redefining those tasks?
That's right. Well, you start off by saying, okay, from where I'm at today, what percentage of time do I need to be spending in the major functions of my business? For example, if your business is not growing, you need to be spending much more on sales and marketing, probably close to 50% in the, either 30% marketing, 20% sales. If you're not getting enough sales, 20% marketing, 30% sales if you're getting enough leads. And then how much in operations, how much in CEO activity, how much in HR, legal activities, how much in finance. Break up what your percentages should be and start migrating there. And then review that on a monthly basis and adjust your percentages. And from your percentages, you know what time blocks to put in your calendar. And then we can put the tasks that need to get done in those time blocks.
Now, that all sounds great. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are saying, what I need is I understand what the tasks are. I need the perspectives from someone who's been there and done that and has great resources to be able to identify what those should be, because I know what I'm doing and I know what I should be doing, but I don't know things like the percentages and the plan and the tasks. And that's exactly where you, an action coach, come into the picture, right?
That's right. And I don't know the answer. My clients usually know the answer. I just have to ask the right question.
And the right question at the right time is a very valuable thing. So, Joe, let's talk about some of the tools and processes. I mean, walk us through what an initial session with you might be like, just generally.
Well, typically I'll ask, you know, where do you want to be in 1, 3, 5, 10 years? And at least get an idea if they even have an idea of where they want to be.
What percentage of your clients that come to you initially have that clear picture?
Less than 50%.
Okay, so that's a beginning point for a lot of people, is to say, that's why I called you, Joe.
If you don't, you'll know where you want to go. It's hard to get there.
And so you use schedules and tools and things that have been vetted by and created by Action Coach and probably looked at by hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of business owners, to be refined to help them really say, okay, here's our process, here's where we're going to take you, let's get started, here's task one.
Well, that, depending upon where they're at, for a lot of my clients, having this vision when you're drowning doesn't matter.
Right.
When you're drowning, you're not worried about what island am I going to swim to. You're worried about, let's stop drowning. So I go through a pretty extensive questioning process to understand where they're at specifically. What's their sales situation? What's their marketing situation? What's their operations situation? What's their financials look like? What's their mindset? What's their organization? And until we have a better understanding of where they're at and where are the next steps, we don't know. Some clients I start off with marketing. Some I start off with sales. Some will start off with an operations. Some will say, okay, let's really look at where you go. There's not one answer for everyone. Every customer is an individual and different, and every solution is customized for them.
Absolutely. You're making a good point, and that is if a business owner thinks they can solve their custom problem with a cookie-cutter solution, they're probably going to pay a lot more down the road by being, let's say, cheap up front and not investing the time and the money into professionals that can help guide them. Because just like medicine, in this case, prescription without a good diagnosis is malpractice.
Right. That's right.
And so, when you come in with your list of tools and strategies and ideas and experience, you're going to use those to mold and to pull out the right tools, the right, you know, when you go to your CPA, he doesn't just throw every tax form he has at you and say, you know, we're going to file all these, even though most of them don't matter. We're going to pick out the right ones that matter and work on those schedules and help you to have the best outcome.
That's right, for that specific time and space, and it will continue to evolve.
Absolutely, yeah. As they reach different plateaus and different milestones, then new things will arise. Is an engagement like ongoing for many, many years when somebody starts and they meet with you on a regular basis to continue?
I've had situations where someone comes in and I'll work with them for 2 or 3 months, and they get to a stabilized point and they say, okay, I'm good now. Let me run for a while. That's fantastic. I've got other clients that we continue to make progress, and we've worked together for 2, 3 years. It's up to the owner and us to say, okay, where are you at? Where do we want to go? Does it make sense for us to continue? Some people just need to plateau out for a while, stabilize. That's okay. Some clients come in for just one session, and they're ready to go. Every situation is unique, just like my clients and everyone. Everyone's unique. Everyone has a different situation. There's a different solution for everyone.
Great. Great input. Now, Joe, one of the things that intrigues me about you is you've written this book, and I love the title of it. It's called Brain Share, How Business Owners Make More Money and Have More Time. So tell us about the book. Why is it called Brain Share? And tell us about, you know, what it's about.
Well, thank you. I took a lot of time coming up with the title, and it's because so so many business owners get into these different mindsets where they're the CEO, they're the marketing manager, they're the operations manager, and they're trying to do all these functions, and they're struggling with all of them. So when we get into the mindset of, okay, I'm the CEO now, let me think like a CEO.
Right.
And get into that mind share of, I'm a CEO at this space and time. If I need to be a marketing manager too, let me get in a marketing manager mindset and be the marketing manager. If you're the mindset of the CEO and you're trying to be the marketing manager, you're going to fail.
Good point. So it's rather like having a large hat rack in your office, and you're going to put on a specific hat and play that role. If you're a small business owner, you have to wear a lot of hats. And so, right?
That's right.
But you don't have to wear them all. You don't wear them all at the same time.
One of my clients.
Yeah.
I went and bought 5 baseball hats for one of my clients and labeled it CEO, VP Marketing, VP Sales, VP Operations, VP HR.
Hey, I think you're onto something with that. You know, the number of family businesses where if the father, let's say father and son, were getting ready to have a meeting, and the son comes in wearing the son hat, and the father says, go back out and put on your VP of marketing hat, and let's have a conversation.
That's right. I've got several clients that before they start their meeting, they'll say, okay, who am I talking to now? That's a question that they're supposed to ask each other when challenges come up. You know, excuse me, I don't need to be speaking to my son right now. I need to be speaking to the vice president of operations. Could I talk to him for a minute?
I love it. That's a great. Again, you keep illustrating why it's so refreshing, I'm sure, for your clients to work with you, because you're creative. It's a great idea. So what are, you know, we talk about how do you make more money and have more time? Isn't that, that's kind of counterintuitive to a lot of people.
Well, it is. And the first place I always start is time. You can always make more money. You can't make more time. Once we use our time, it's gone. Mm-hmm. So we've got to get our time organized. Making the money is the easy part. I have so many people say, oh, no, it's not. No. Figuring out how to utilize your time is hard.
It is.
Making money is easy. Making money is how many leads are you getting, what's your conversion rate, what's your average dollar sale, number of transactions, and profit margin. Mm-hmm. Which of those do we need to adjust to make the money that we want to make?
Great.
That's
mm-hmm.
That's simple. Those are numbers.
Mm-hmm.
How do I spend my time appropriately to adjust those numbers is a little more difficult.
You know, in light of the fact that there's a lot of business owners that, like you said, they have all their hats on at the same time, and they're not making effective use of that time, and so very little gets done. To me, it seems like that's a great beginning point for working with a small business owner, is get your hat, get the right hat on, and then, you know, if you're wondering what you should be doing, look at the hat you're wearing.
And take a step back. Who am I today, or who do I need to be for the next hour? Put that hat on, and you actually become very, very efficient.
Yeah.
It's when we bounce between functions that we become inefficient, and we lose up to 50% of our time.
So schedule in your calendar which hat you should be wearing, and then try to adhere to that as much as possible. Obviously, things will happen.
If everything went as planned, it'd get pretty boring. So stuff's going to happen. That's okay.
Well,
stuff's supposed to happen. It's life. But when you're in your marketing mindset, do your marketing activities.
Right.
Switch to your sales mindset. That's when you're typically meeting with your clients, and be in your sales mindset. I had a client that lost a huge deal a couple of weeks ago, and he came in and he said, Joe, I don't know what happened here. I said, well, let's talk about it. And he started going through it, and he was going through his sales process with him. And the client asked him a question, well, can you do it this way? And my client went from sales mindset to operations, trying to figure out how he's going to do that. He lost the deal right then.
Oh.
If he would have said, yes, we could do that. Let me find out how much it's going to cost and how long it's going to take, he would have gotten the deal. A salesman says, let me find out how much it's going to cost and how long it's going to take to do that. The operation manager has to go figure out how to do it.
The analogy of a medical clinic is another one that comes to mind a lot of times, too, where the brain surgeon wouldn't, in the middle of the operation, notice a skin cancer and start working on that.
That's right.
You stay in the mode that you're in. And when you schedule that, and what you're talking about is what you need to do is figuring out what your percentage of time to spend in those tasks is, schedule it out, wear the right hat, and focus on that.
That's right. And then it will evolve. If your business is changing the way as it should, your percentage of allocations should change. If you add another resource, you hire a salesman. Well, fantastic. Your sales time should go down, and it gets reallocated to your CEO time.
Got it. So that you expect it to fluctuate over time, but have that goal. As we talked about, we covered a lot of ground today, but you have that weekly, monthly, quarterly, 6 month, 1 year, 5 year, you know, all those goals lined out for, and part of those goals is how you're going to be spending your time.
That's right.
Great stuff.
So, and most of those planning sessions can be done in 15 minutes. The brain thinks in 15 to 20 minute increments. When we're focused, we could do that.
That's interesting you say that, because I've been to a couple workshops where people were saying, you know, you're using your prefrontal cortex when you use that small part of your brain, the intuitive and thinking side, and if you spend more than 45 minutes, it's so small it gets tired. So
yes.
The cutoff for any type of strategic or empathetic or that type of thinking, creative thinking, should be around 45 minutes. So you're saying, hey, spend 15 quality minutes on that with the right tools in front of you, and you'll get that, you'll get it, the job done. If you don't have structure or the right tools available or the right, you know, for instance, it could be a specially designed worksheet in front of you. That I'm sure you guys provide a specially designed worksheet, and by walking through that in 15 minutes, you'll get more done than by working with a blank piece of paper for a couple hours.
That's right. And schedule your time to do a draft and then move on. If you try to do a draft and then edit it and then finalize it all in one time slot, you're using three different spaces in your brain. Do a draft. Put it off to the side, let your subconscious mind work on it, come back, edit it for 15 minutes, put it off to the side, and come back and finalize it. And guess what? It's done. If you try to do it all in that 15 or that 45-minute single time slot, you'll struggle because you're using very different parts of your brain.
Joe, are you taking on new clients at this time?
Yes, I am. I've got two more client slots. And I should be graduating two more clients this month, so I try to graduate clients on a pretty regular basis so I can bring on new clients.
What characteristics are you looking for those two client slots?
A business that is ready to change. They're dissatisfied with where their business is today, and they've got a vision of where they want to take it.
Any particular?
Now, I only work with small businesses, so I'm looking for businesses that are right around 50 employees or less. I'll go down to about 10 employees. Lower than that, most of the time, they're not ready. But I'll do a free consultation for anyone that wants to come by.
How do they get in touch with you?
You can go to my website at www.actioncoachsc.com. It's Action Coach SC is in Santa Clara. com, and at the bottom of my homepage it says schedule an office session or schedule a phone session.
It's that easy. You know, I've heard it said before, you know, clarity is so refreshing. You know, and Joe, you've given us some great ideas, very easily and clearly explained, that I think will be helpful for anybody listening. So, you know, if you are looking for someone to help you, give Joe a call, visit his website. You have nothing to lose, and you have a lot to gain, apparently, because you've heard some of the ideas he's come up with just in this very brief interview. Joe, I'm so glad we got you on the show today, and you know, we want to keep you in queue because there's so much more we can talk about. I want to encourage our listeners to go to Amazon and find your book, Brain Share, how business owners make more money and have more time. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us.
Bill, thank you. Thank you, your listeners, all the listeners. Thank you very much. Have a fantastic day. It's been my honor and pleasure.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.